Learning Masech this Meir Daf Chav Zayin and Beis. The mission says the behemah shemesla is zenum kaima. If you have a behemah that dies, you can't move it. The mice of shell ship time for aleil on a behemah that died. And the Meir's maskana was talking about a behemah's kachim. Valchala shenitmus. He had chala that became tummy. The esher of tarfin. And at nichlus the Beis Medrash showed, and tarfin went to the Beis Medrash to ask them the shaylof. Amalay leizizim kaimim the muksa the asa betultul. So Rashi asked the kasha about chala shenitmus. Why is it asa betultul? Why can't you use it for firewood? He also says, why can't you give it to your dog? And Rashi says chala shenitmus is not royal lekayinayim because you're not allowed to eat it. And how about using it for firewood or giving it to your dog? So Rashi, there's a halacha on yantif, you're not allowed to destroy kachim tmein, even by giving it to an animal. Because there's a halacha, ain't surfim kachim yantif. So what's the pshat in ain't surfim kachim yantif? You would think, because lighting a fire is a malacha. And if you're burning kachim, it's not called the tzarech echol nefesh, you're just burning kachim. And mele it's asir. So Rashi says, no. It's not, don't say, it's dafka burning because it's a havar, it's a malacha of burning, it's a malacha of making a fire of mavir. Havaraya, that's not the pshat. Because it says, eim alikim b'shemen sreifa b'yamtif. Shemen sreifa means shemen shel truma shenitmes. So you have olive oil, which is truma, and it became tummy. You can't use it as a fire, you can't use it as a candle. Now, you're allowed to light candles on yamtif, that's called a tzarech echol nefesh. Why wouldn't you be allowed, if just because the oil was shemen shel truma shenitmes, there's no issue of burning, there's no issue of lighting a candle. The Torah says it's a xeris akasav, destroying kachim is asir. Because the Torah, his lashon is, rachmana achshavei lahavirasa, and l'ksiv ve'eshi sarif, hilchach malachahi. The very mechudish dikazach. As Rashi is being machriach, the problem of ain't sarif and kachim yantif can't be the malacha savara, because that can't apply when you're lighting a candle. When you're burning, Shemen shel chuma, shemen sreifa, shemen shel shenibis, in order to get the light from it. So what is it? It's an ayazach. Rachmana ach shavei la'avirasa and l'ksiv ve'eshi sarif. Sounds like it's a whole new malacha. And that malacha would apply even when you give it to a dog to eat. Very interesting Rashi. Very difficult musik that the Torah says ve'eshi sarif. And somebody that teaches you that's a malacha. But it's a new malacha. It's not the malacha of avara. Be'eshi Sarif doesn't tell you Avara. Be'eshi Sarif is a Nayim Malacha, and this Malacha is not Mutter. Even L'Tzarech Echol Nefesh. The Rashi early in Daf Yud Beis says that when you hold me Teik Shehutcha L'Tzarech Echol Nefesh, Shehutcha Nami Shlo L'Tzarech, Rashi says that it's even when you're not doing any for any Tzarech. It's even when there's no Tzarech at all, there's still a din of me Teik Shehutcha L'Tzarech, Shehutcha Nami Shlo L'Tzarech. Shainim asked Kamakashis. Among them, the Rush asks, what's if shat in ain't sarif and kachim yantif? Why is it mutal? It's mitek shuchu l'tzerich, chenam yisloi l'tzerich. So it sounds like the pshat is because the malacha is not avara. The malacha is, I saw this in the stipel, Masech Shabbos Simcha Chaf Aleph, the malacha is this new malacha of even giving it to your dog. So that's never huchu l'tzerich. So you can't say mitek l'chai gav. The rashi l'shitasa, which dim, it wouldn't be shver. Taisus l'maisa argues, Taisus l'maisa is not a new malacha. So why taka can't you give chalash al chumash anitmis, chalash anitmis, why taka can't you give it to a dog? Taisa says because, stamazay, there's a mitzvah to burn kachim tmein. You can't destroy it any other way. You have to dafka burn it. Yeah, mavura machalikis rashi and taisis, lagabi chumo or chalash anitmis, if there's a mitzvah dafka to burn it, or could you destroy it by giving it to an animal to eat? Baal kofanim, what's taisis pshat? So why can't you use the chalash anitmis of firewood? And taisa says, one shot is because that's not called the Tzarech Echol Nefesh. You're doing it for the mitzvah. The Anah is coming in the mail. It compares it to the Gemara, din of that you can't bring the Dharma and the Davis beyond it, which the Gemara says earlier, because the Blayim is Mishulchan Kavaya Kazachi. So even though you're shechting a Shlomim on Yom Tif, and really, you're eating the whole thing, as much as you would eat it if it was Kulin. So why can't you shecht the Tzarech Echol Nefesh? Terry says you're not shechting it to eat, you're shechting it for Hashem. Okay, there's a hetter maybe of that Hashem will tell you that even Tzarech HaGavaya Mutter. But if you hold that they're not, so then you can't bring the Dharma to Davos, even though you're eating it, because you're not shechting it to eat. You're shechting it for Hashem. You're mainly eating it. So same thing here. You're burning it. You're burning it for the mitzvah. You're mainly having a not. But Taisa holds, in the end, It's not such a time. It's not like shlomim. The whole akrov is b'shul gevayah. The kind of b'shul gevayah kazachu. Hey, good. The fact that it's a mitzvah doesn't mean you're not lighting a candle or using it for firewood. So Tari says another. Tari said the main issue really is kachim. And kachim we understand, because kachim you're not allowed to have enough of it while it's getting burnt. But, so that's why it's an issue in the Raisa. And chum is exera to kachim. That's what Taisus Maskan is. So two pshatim in Taisus. Either the pshat is, it doesn't lie b'echel nefesh because you're doing it b'ikif for the mitzvah b'echel nefesh comes as a zayte gazach, it's like the Dharma the Davis. Or the pshat is, it's exera chumah to kachim. Now the Achreinim ask, the Stipler speaks about it also, that Stipler in Simcha Falef, what about chametz? Why would destroying chametz also be a nayim chudishtik amalacha? You see, the Stipler brings down, it's mashma, it says if you find chametz in your house on Pesach, you cover it with a keli, you're not allowed to burn it. But Rashi holds, because that's because you already did bittul. So maybe the Rashi don't have to burn it. I mean, the Rabbanan, they told you, they don't want you to do tilta muksa, you kaifa over the kli. But let's say you didn't do bittul, and the Yishayla for the Rashi think about your own, you wouldn't be able to destroy it. Maybe not to burn it, at least to destroy it. Why don't you say the same shtickle? If the Torah tells you to destroy kachin, and that binds the malacha, so why don't you say the same thing about destroying chametz? All the Achreinim ask is kasha. The Stipler also brings it down a slightly different way. Same kasha. The Gemara in Sachem, Tafei, says, Rabbi Kiva was trying to bring a raya, then when it says, Ach b'yem rishin teshbisu, if Kiva was bringing a raya, I mean, then when it says, Ach b'yem rishin teshbisu, it means Erev Yantif. It can't mean on Yantif. Why? Because it can't be the Torah told you to destroy the chametz on Yantif, because it's Havara is an Av Malacha. Making a fire is an Av Malacha. So Memela, that can't be, must be, Ach B'yem Rishin Shvisu means Erev Yantif. That's what the Gemara says in Pesachim. So Gemara says, we see three things from Rabbi Akiva. One of them was, that Rabbi Akiva holds Ein B'ya Chametz El Shreifa. It must be after burn the Chametz, because if Rabbi Akiva holds you could destroy it another way, so none of the Raya. Ein Echanam, you can't burn it on Pesach, but you could destroy it another way. And the second thing the Gemara brings the Raya is Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold the Mitach. Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold Mitach, Shucha Avar Letzerich, Shucha Mishel Letzerich. Rabbi Kiva would hold the Mitach, so then you'd be able to burn it, Otz Mitach. This is the Gemara in Sachem. So, Frag in the Rishayin, Lefi Rashi, it says this big Yisayin, that when the Torah tells you to destroy it, Rechmana Achshmael of Rasan, and therefore it blames the Malacha, so what's the Raya? Rabbi Kiva holds the Abiyah Chametzel Shreifa. Kachim, you see, Rashi holds as an Issa the Raya to destroy. Even in an alternative way, even by giving it to Behema. Because destruction of Kachim limes the Malacha. So why don't you say the same thing by Chametz? And then you have the Raya B'kivah Olzei B'chametz El Shreifa. And the second question they ask is, what's the Raya B'kivah does hold the Mitaych? If you're saying it's a new Malacha, so that it wouldn't be Shaykh to Mitaych. But Yeshua asks his Kasha here in Imsachim, the Shara Melech asks his Kasha, and Kama other Rishayin Achreinim Neidim Yehuda, Kama other Achreinim speak about this Kasha. So the Teretz, the Kilas Yankov and the Einig Yantov both say a Teretz like this. On the first Kasha, that what's the Raya Rabbi Kiva holds, that Ashbasal said, that Ein B'ya Chametz El Shreifa, typically it's a Malacha either way. So there's a Yisaitistik Achilik, Reb Chaim already read the Zayis. If you hold Ein B'ya Chametz El Shreifa, then it's a Din Mitzad the Chefza. The Chametz requires Shreifa. But if you hold Ashbasal said, B'chol Dov, it's B'chol no Din Mitzad the Chefza. It's all mitzad the gavra. The person has to get rid of his chametz. He's not going to have chametz. So then when the Torah is akshvel of rasan, it's when the chavetz itself needs destruction, then the destruction is a malacha. But when the chavetz doesn't need destruction, mitzad the chavetz, you're not going to have chametz, then it wouldn't be considered a malacha. So that answers that kasha, that if Rebbe Kiva wouldn't hold the Ebi chametz on the shreifa, there'd be nothing wrong with destroying the chametz, and not through shreifa, because that can't be a malacha, if you hold then there's no din mitzad the chametz to be destroyed. It's just the person is not going to have the chametz. So memela wouldn't be called a malacha. But the problem is, so what's the next Gemara's raya? The Gemara wants to bring a raya, b'kiv does hold the mitaych, but if you tackle the be a chametz el shreifa, so then it is mitzad the chefzi, you learn that from Neisar. So aybazai, the chametz has to be destroyed mitzad itself, so then it wouldn't be shaykh to mitaych. Even if you hold the mitaych, but it's a new malacha, chmana akshel ever asan. So the Stipler just says, and the Peshua pretty much says, it's also one of his teritzim, that Rabbi Kiva didn't say that. Rabbi Kiva said, "Mitzinu la'avara shu'a malacha." Rabbi Kiva is answering al tzavara. So you see from the lashon of Rabbi Akiva, that he knows all the mitaych. He holds it's a mitzad avar, not mitzad this new malacha. I saw in the Sefer Pnei Yamta, if he brings from Rav Gershon Edelstein in the Teretz, which I think the Neidbidu means this also, that even if it's a Sreifa Mitzan de Chefza, but if it's Mitzan de Chashivus, the Torah wanted a certain type of destruction, because the Chefetz is Kashim Sulim, the Torah doesn't want it lying around, the Torah wants it destroyed, because it's very, very Chashiv, and we don't want it to stop hanging around. Then it's a Malacha. But Chametz Vaker, Chametz has no Chashivus Vaker. The Torah B'dafka doesn't want the Chametz. So then it's not called the Malacha. Neb Yudas is very similar. Neb Yudas discusses the Shaila and Simon Tezvav. He just says it like this. A Chum and Kachim, the din is anyone has to burn it. It's no Halacha on the Bailam Bechlal. It's a din anyone. Everyone in the world has to burn Chum and Kachim. So then it's a Malacha. Now Shaykh and Chametz, there's no din to burn Chametz. Chametz is owned by Yid, the owner has to burn it. There's no Stam din to burn Chametz. The whole din comes beside the fact they now own the Chametz. So even if you hold, you need Shreifa, but it's only a mitzvah on the Bailam, that can't be a malacha. I think the lumdus is the same lumdus. It's nothing, even if it comes mitzad the chefsa has to be destroyed, the chefsa has to be get rid of in this way. But kachim, it's a mitzvah with the kachim. The kachim has to have this type of burial, this type of, not burial, I mean this type of disposal, because of its kashivas. Chametz v'gei, chametz, the main thing is to get rid of it. The Torah prescribed this way of getting rid of it, then it's not considered a malacha. And now let's go right up. The Gemara brings the machlokes, Mar bar Meima mishmei derava, and Mar brei derav Yosef mishmei derava. Going on the Mishnah in Shabbos, where it says there, that if a behema, a nevelah shenisnavla b'shabbos, Rabbi Shimon holds that if an animal died in Shabbos, you feed it to the dogs, it's not muksa. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, if it wasn't nisnavla me'erev yantif, ainim in a muchan. The machlokes is muksa. Right? Rabbi Yehuda holds that since ben hashmashis, it wasn't ready roya for the dogs, so me'el, it's muksa. Begin to say ben hashmashis, say l'kuliyema. Rabbi Shimon is lastly muksa. Now, the question was, Marbar HaMeim Shmei Derava says, Rabbi Shimon was made of a balechayim shemesu shesurim. If it's a perfectly healthy animal, even Rabbi Shimon holds it's asur. But Marbar HaDevyesim Shmei Derava says no. And the Gemara discusses how the Mishnah would stim if you hold that Rabbi Shimon holds even Balachayim Shemesu on Mutarim. So why would the Nevela, why would the Behema Shemesu Lizenim Kaima, would that be able to shim with Rabbi Shimon? And the Gemara answers with Torah and the Behema's Kachim. Now, it's interesting, the two Mahalchim and the Rajba to explain the Machlekes, because the Rajba asks the Kasha here. What's if Shana Madbury Rav Yosef? We find in a number of places, the Reb Shimon is Maida to Muksa, like Gregor Sutsumukim. We had that earlier, that if the Gregor Sutsumukim weren't Roy on Erev Yamtiv, so they're Muksa, even according to Reb Shimon. And we had Kais Karavah Shashis, we have in Masech the Shabbos, that a Ner that goes out, so you could use a Ner, but a Kais Karavah Shashis, you're not expecting it to go out, and it goes out, you can't use a Ner. Because only you need Yeshivu Mitzaba Masetich Benere. We have this a little bit later. Daf Laman Amid Beis, where a sukkah, it says a sukkah, a hut, that's Bria, Reb Shimon's Maskim, you can't use it. If it falls down, you can't use it for firewood. Only a sukkah Ru'ua, then Yeshivu Mitzaba Masetich B'Sukkasa. That's the Gemara. So the Shaila is, how does Hashem with my brother Rav Yosef? The Gemara is Mavur, even Reb Shimon agrees that if you're not anticipating it to become Roy, it's Muksa. So why does Maimon Rav Yosef say that Malachayim Shemesu was mutter? So the Rashba here answers, all those cases were Dachi B'Yadayim. You went and you made it Muksa. You put up the Gregor Sutsumukim. You lit the candle. You put up the sukkah. You made it Muksa. It's Dachi B'Yadayim. When it's not Dachi B'Yadayim, then Maimon Rav Yosef holds you do not need Yeshivu Mitzapah. So that would imply a very sadistic machlokes in Marbrei Meim and Marbrei Dervesef. And the question is like this. When Rav Shimon agrees to Muksa, is it the pshat that really Rav Shimon holds the same as Rav Yehuda? They both agree that something has to be mucha mibayin. He can't use anything on Shabbos unless it was roya for use. Navas, Rav Shimon's more liberal about what he calls mucha. Anything which there's a possibility that you could use, a good possibility, so the mele, your das is on it. Maybe this is no. If you can't use the Ben Hashmashis, you're maxim midaitai. But let's say you have a case where even Rav Shimon would agree that that he had no possibility of using it, he said, doesn't have das to use it. So Rav Shimon also agreed to muksa. That would be like Marbrei da Meimar. Marbrei da Meimar, that's why Balachayim Shemesu, not likely it's going to die. So even if Shimon agrees. But Marbrei da Avesav holds no. When a person's maksa be a dayin, then it's only not muksa if he anticipates that he could use it. But if he's not maksa be a dayin, you don't need that. What's the svar of machlekes? So the stipel and Afikayam and others, they say that Rav Shimon doesn't hold that it means muchad. Rav Shimon holds haktsah asirs. According to Rav Yehuda, you need a positive muchad. You have to go and be mechin it. Has to be ready for use. So anything which you can't use benish mashis is not muchad. But according to Rav Shimon, it doesn't have to be muchad. Haktsah is an iser. So dachim b'dayim is haktsah. I was max it. So then, it's not, it's considered muksa, unless there's a good possibility, I'm yeshiv u'mitzapa, that should be right. Now, Shane Cain, if I was never maxed, like a behemoth, I was never maxed, so then, even if there's no possibility I could use it, even if I don't anticipate a possibility I could use it, but since I was never maxed, so it's not muksa. So that's one mahalach. But interesting, same Rashba on the Flamen of the day says differently. There the Gemara says, that Gemara that we mentioned, that you have a sukkah, the Gemara says, what do you mean? Even if Shem would agree that a sukkah that falls, he can't use it for firewood, we're talking about a sukkah not on sukkahs, we're talking about a sukkah on Pesach or Shavuos, a hut. That if a sukkah falls, he can't use it, because Reb Shimon only says there's no muksa, because Adam Yeshu Mitzapah Masetich Menere. But here, Adam Yeshu Mitzapah Masetich Tipal Sukkasai? So why is it talking about a sukkah ru'uah? So the Rashi says, what about a Marbrei Dev Yesiv? It says, Kolokai Reb Shimon Afilu Balachayim Shemesu, Shemutar. Still, sukkah is not the same as balachayim. The misa of balachayim shchichi. That's what he says. So it's not a yisaydis to gemachlekes. The question is, do people anticipate balachayim dying? The Ramban says this in Kufnin Vavan Aleph and Shabbos that he asks on the Mishnah there. Rav Shimon says if hamish and stavul b'Shabbos is mutter. He's on the machlekes emaron, and he says, why? What's pshat in the man the Omer that cholokay Rav Shimon after balachayim? He says kaven demheim lemisa kaim yeshu misapul lezeh. Because he's going to die eventually. So first is Yeshiva Mitzapa. So there's a big nafkimina between these two mahalchim. Let's say you have something which you talk and not Yeshiva Mitzapa. According to the second mahalch, everyone agrees that Reb Shimon's not really arguing on the Yisaydis of Muksa. He just holds that you're not Maksadaita because you might be able to use it. But let's say it's unlikely to be able to use it. Even Reb Shimon agrees. So what's Vashan about Chaim Shemesu? Stama Machloikis, do we say it's unlikely for a healthy animal to die? Or do we say no? Death is always possible. People always anticipate death. So what's an afgamina? Let's say you have something which is clearly unlikely, and it happened, but you were never matcha be a dayim. So what's it then, according to my brother Rav Yosef, which, like we'll mention later, right? A lot of people pass like my brother Rav Yosef. So there's actually a sugya in Chulin, after Zvavim and Aleph. It says, talks there about someone shechting something, a behema on Shabbos. And it discusses, the Mishnah says that it's a kosher shechita, even though it's a chol Shabbos, it's mischai benafshei. And the Gemara discusses, could you eat it that day? And the Gemara discusses two things, Maaseh Shabbos and Muksa. But the Gemara is discussing Muksa. So the Gemara discusses, what's the din if you have a chol sheyesh b'sakana, who needs meat, so you shech meat for him on Shabbos, so you're allowed to eat it. The Gemara says you are. By cooking it, not b'seir sheyam b'yabit, b'shvilei, if you cook for a chol, a bar, you can't eat it because you're afraid you might cook extra. But shechita, there's no such thing as shechting extra. You have to look at possible shechita. So you're allowed to eat the meat as long as you eat it raw. That's the Gemara. So it's about Chalikis Rishenim. Is that talking about Dafka when you knew you're going to need to shecht it? You had the chayla ready me by yayin. Or even if it was an unexpected thing, somebody, emergency on Shabbos came up, then you have to shecht for a chayla sheish b'sakana. So the Rashba there brings both days. He brings some Rishenim, Ikaman the Omer, that even Rav Shimon, who doesn't hold the Muksa Machm Sisser, holds by a Sheikh Tzasa, even according to Marbury Dev Yosef. Because there, he's Adim Yeshu Mesapa, Amos Say Thomas Pamta, because Misa Shkiki, even by Balachayim. And that's like the Rashi's Mahalach and Daf Lamed. Now, Shein Kain, here, no one's Yeshiv Mesapa, that you might actually Shech the Behema in a Kasher Shkita because you need it for a Chel Shesh Mesakan. I mean, come on. That's definitely not Shkiach. So that would be Muksa coin to everyone. And the Gemara would have to be talking about a case where the chayla was a chayla mivayyan. But then he brings from Rabbeinu, which I'm not sure he means, perhaps Rabbeinu Yaina. Then no. They have Shem Mechavazol the Muksa. Only by Dachavi Yadayim. And this is not a case of Dachavi Yadayim. Kais kari vashasha sukabriya, all these things are dacha biyadayim. Vashayin can hear it, will be mutter to eat it, even if he had didn't anticipate it at all. So that's the machlokes. What's pshan in Rabbi Shimon? And particularly, Mar Bar Rav Yosef going to Rav Shimon. Because seemingly, Mar Bar Meimar going to Rav Shimon holds, even in the case without the Achim B'dayin, you need Yosef and Mitzapa. But what about Mar Bar Rav Yosef? And what's Halacha L'maisa? Is it pshat that Rav Shimon also needs Yosef and Mitzapa? It's just that Mar Bar Rav Yosef holds that a Behem B'riyu Ayesh and Mitzapa, or no. As long as you're not Dachim B'dayin, then you don't need Yosef and Mitzapa. You see, we have this machlokes Rishayim earlier, Daf Kav Dalam Mebeis. Rashi by Peiris Mechuber, where the Gemara is Mashman, Rav Shimon agrees to the Muksa of Peiris Mechuber, and Rashi says it blames Dachi B'Yadayim, because came to learn like Tinu, if you didn't pick it on Erev Shabbos, that's called Dachi B'Yadayim, that's called Aksinu. And the Baal Amar says, you don't need that. Even if that Dachi B'Yadayim, if you're not Yeshiva Mitzvah, you don't expect it to be detached on Shabbos, so it's Muksa, and the Mechamis defends Rashi. So as a Machlekes Rishayim, this Nakuda, if you have something which is not Yeshiva Mitzapa, no one would anticipate it becoming Roy, but it wasn't Dachi B'dayim, what's it in according to Rav Shimon? Now all this is brought in the Beis Yosef in Simen Shin Yud Ches, where there, even though we know Simen Shin Yud Ches is about Bishul, but the beginning is about Mevashel B'Shamis and also Sheichet B'Shamis, and there the Beis Yosef discusses this whole thing about Sheichet L'Chayla, brings it 2 days in the Rishenim, when you Sheikh for L'Chayla, and it was a chayla which wasn't a chayla mibaydayim, which became a chayla on Shabbos, is there an issue of muksa? He brings down this whole thing. Do you need dachi b'dayim? You don't need dachi b'dayim. He also discusses, if Rashi says, my Gregor says smukim, that's called dachi b'dayim, because since you didn't pick it on Erev Shabbos, that's called dachi b'dayim, and lilik tinu uktinu, why wouldn't that svar apply to behemoths also? Why are we assuming behemoths aren't dachi b'dayim? Maybe behemoths also consider dachi b'dayim. You didn't shecht an Erev Yantif, so obviously you max it. So first he says, Einachinami. And the ones who say it's mutter don't hold the Rashi Svara. But then he says that maybe picking it is a very easy thing to do. If you didn't pick it, you max it. Mashenk and shechting it, you need a shechet. Who says you can get a shechet? You need a knife that's sharpened. It's a big tircha to do. So therefore, you don't have that Svara by a behema. Now let's figure out a bit salacha l'maisa. What's it in a behema dies on Shabbos or on Yomtiv? Could you give it to the klav or monat? So we know there's a machlokes rishayim in mechlal if on Yomtiv we pass him like Rav Shimon, or we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. So Machlokes Rishayim. Now, Lachayah, according to the Rishayim, they pass him like Rabbi Yehuda and Yantif, the Rambam and the Rif. So you would seem that even a behema misukenes, you wouldn't be able to. Any behema that dies on Yantif as well, on Yantif, which you pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, you wouldn't be allowed to give it to the Klavim. But the Rif, Lamaisa, and the Rambam, Lamaisa, Paskin, by misukenes, it's mutter. The Shals had to understand the Gemara at the end. The Gemara said that maybe the Mishnah can't call like Rabbi Shimon, because the Mishnah is dafka talking about kachim, and according to Rabbi Shimon, the Mishnah is dafka talking about kachim, and maybe he has a kasha, on Mar Brei Da Meimar. If we're talking about Balechayim, then why is the dafka after my kachim? So Mishnah says we're talking about a Misakenis, and Rashi says, and the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Shimon. And by Misakenis, since it's a dying behema, so Rabbi Shimon, we mask him, it's not muksa. But Rashi's mashma, Rashi's really mavur, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even Misakenis is asr. So the Rishayim asked the Kasha on the Rif and on the Rambam. The Rambam, the Rif and passed like Rabbi Yehuda by Yamdiv, and still the Rif and the Rambam passing him as a Kenis as Mutter. So the Rashba and the Ran bring that the Girsa of the Rif is the Girsa we have in Agamara, but Mr. Kenis is never hackled, that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Mr. Kenis. So the three dargas is Baal Chaim, a perfectly healthy behema, strong behema, with there, according to Mar Bar Meima, even Rabbi Shimon holds its Aser. We have Mr. Kenis, which even Rabbi Yehuda holds its Mutter. So according to Mar Bar Meima, what's the case in the Machlokes Rabbi Shimon and Yehuda? A chayla. It's not a Baalei Chayim. It's not a perfectly healthy behema, but it's not a misakenis. It's not a dying behema. It's something in the middle. So that's the first you say, that if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda by Yamtif, Baalei Chayim is certainly aser, and suhud and chayla, by misakenis, though, the Ram and the Rif paskin that it's mutter. Now what about Shabbos? The behema dies on Shabbos. Or what about Yamtif, according to the paskin and paskin like Rabbi Shimon, the Rush and the Ramah, they're passing like Rabbi Shimon on Yom Tov. So who do we pass like? We know if you pass like Rabbi Shimon, like on Shabbos, or on Yom Tov according to those Paiskim, so Nisnavla on Shabbos or Yom Tov, do we say by a Baalei Chayim that it's Mutter L'Klavim? So the Beis Yosef in Simen Shin Chav Dal, the Gabi Shabbos, says that L'may Sigaret, the Rif, the Rush, and the Rambam, they all bring down the Mishnah of Mechachan as an Avail of Ne'er Klavim. They don't say that you need imhaya, it has to be an avelim esmal, and they're not mechalak. They don't write there that this is only by a chayla or a mesekenes. This mashma, the seisim, it's mashma to hold this even by Baal HaChaim. So vices we pass in like my brother of Yosef. That's matter. So according to the Mechaber, the Rif and the Rambam, by Yamtif, Mesekenes is mutter, and by Shabbos, even Baal HaChaim is mutter. The Torah in Hilchos Yamtif, even though he passes like Reb Shimon, that Muksa is mutter, but he passes Baal HaChaim Shemesu is aser. So seemingly, the Torah holds that we pass like my brother Mehmet. So that will be true on Megabe Shabbos as well. So the Beis is a little bit bothered. How come the Torah was seisim by Shabbos and Simon Shin Chav Dalad and just brought down the din that a behemish and snavel of Shabbos you give to the dogs, when in Hilchos Yontif he said by a Baal HaChaim it's aser? So Hilchos Shabbos should be the same thing, because the Rambam, the Torah passes Hilchos Yontif at Muksa is mutter. So he says, Einichanam, you have to say it was Simon Chav when he wrote in Hilchos Yontif, but he has a problem. Why should he pass on the Chumitz? They're Abanan, but they're Abanan, you should pass on the Kula. So the Shulchan Aruch's maskana is that the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam all paskin by Shabbos that Baal HaChaim is mutter, because they don't say it. And Memela, and the Bein Yeruchim was holds that way. And Mel, that's what he paskins, and that's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shinchav Dalet, Siv Zayin. But the Gayin says a Kami Rishayin of no paskin away. He says, first of all, the Rosh also holds Muks is mutter and Yantif, and the Rosh paskins that you need Mesekenes. So you see, the Rosh paskins at Marabar Meim, and that's how the Tur paskins. And he brings kama other rishayin, the Snag, the Mardchai, and the Rajman of Avodas HaKadosh, that they all paskin about that Baal HaChaim is aser. So he's a little bit bothered to paskin that like Marbrei Devesif, he wants to paskin like Marbrei Amemer. But he has the Gevaldige Stira in the Rosh and in the Tur. Like we said, the Tur very clearly, and the Rosh also, Big Meshmois, paskins that if a behemoth dies on Yom Tov, and yet, if we don't hold the muksa, a Baal HaChaim is aser. Sounds like it's clearly a pasuk like Marbar HaMeimer. But they themselves say that by Sheichet B'Chayla L'Shabbos, it's mutter to a bari, even if the Chayla was not a Chayla Mibaydiyim, it became a Chayla on Shabbos. Now, the other way is, of course, possible, right? It's possible to say, that's what we spoke about earlier in this year. If you want to say that Baal HaChaim Shemesu is mutter, but by a Chayla it's aser, so that we said. Rishayim say this, that even Marbrei Dev Yosef holds you need Yeshiv Mitzapa, but for Misa Yeshiv Mitzapa, but you're certainly not Yeshiv Mitzapa that'll be shechted for a Chayla Sheish B'Sakana. So that we can hear. That's what the Beis Yosef is Mayrich and Simon Shin Yod Ches, two Shittas in the Rishayim. And do we say that in this case everyone holds its Asr because there is no Yeshiv Mitzapa? Well, no. The Shana Marbrei Dev Yosef is whenever it's not dachim b'dayim, you need yeshiv mitzapa. So meila, when you shech for a chayla, even if it was chaylim on Shabbos, it's mutter. But if you hold that way, so good, then you certainly are passing a marbei derev yosef. So what's the pshat in the Rosh and the Torah? He has to steer, and really it's a steer in the Rashba as well. The Rashba, like the Gayan pointed out, passing is like marbei meima by Yom Tov. And he says, Baal HaChaim Shemesu and Yom Tov is aser. But the Rashba in Teres Habayis, in Hilchos Shechita, he says clearly that when Yishech for a chayl sheish b'sakana, it's mutter to eat it, even if the chayl was a chayl in b'bei yayim. It wasn't the chayl in b'bei yayim, it's chayl on Shabbos. Right? So there's no yeshiv mitzapa there. Mamash Apella, and the guy in Blay Shver on this kasha. Now the guy suggests the Teres, and he rejects it. He says, maybe you could say like this. The chilek is, when the behemoth dies and becomes an avela, so, Bein HaShmashis, it wasn't Roy LeKlov, it was Roy LeAdam. And now, on Yom Tov, it became Roy LeKlov. So that's Neulet. That's a problem, and even according to Rabbi Shimon, Vaisteis, when you don't have Yeshiva Mitzapah. Masha'en Kain, when it was Shechted, so even though it's far less likely, but there's no Neulet. Bein HaShmashis, it was Oymed for Adam, not on Shabbos, because it's Muksa Machmas Isser. But a Behema is Oymed to be eaten by people. You're not planning on giving it to dogs. And now it was shechted, and a person wants to eat it. So the problem isn't Neilu, the problem is Muksa Machmas Isser. So if the Pshat is Nachana changed, Mikar was Muchan LeAdam, and now it's Muchan LeKlavim, that even Rav Shimon holds its Asser. Unless you're Yeshiva Mitzapah, and by Baal HaChaim Shemesu, we pass King Nakol Yeshiva Mitzapah. Masha'en Kain, if it was mikar aymed la'adam, and now it's aymed la'adam. What's the problem? It was asad eshecht. And you didn't anticipate that you can have a chayel sheyesh b'sakana in order to shecht. So there, the issue is muksam achmas iser. Legabe muksam achmas iser, that Rav Shimon doesn't hold it altogether. As long as you're not dachi b'yadayim, Rav Shimon doesn't hold the muksam achmas iser. So now we have all the Gitarits. The Gemara in Chulin makes a skillik, originally. So here's a whole new thing, right? We had a svara the other way. The legabe balei chayim shemesu, we would say it's mutta, because he considered yeshiv u'mitzapa. But legabe asheicha lechayla, there is no yeshiv u'mitzapa, so there will be aser. The Rashi brings down such a daya in Chulin. But now we're saying punk fakert. Legabe balei chayim shemesu was saying it's aser, because it's not yeshiv u'mitzapa. We can go like Maribara Meimer. And the problem is, Mikari was Muchim Adam, and now it's Muchim Leklavim. So it's Neilid. But Legabi Sheikha Lechayla, it's not Neilid. Mikari Muchim Adam, Vashta Muchim Adam. What's the problem? Muksamach Masisir? Muksamach Masisir doesn't exist. Even without Yeshiv Mitzapa. Neilid exists. Neilid of Shim would agree to, and the only thing that would take off Neilid is Yeshiv Mitzapa. And that's the machlekes of Baal HaChaim Shemes was considered Yeshiv Mitzapa. But Muksam Achmas Issa without the Achiv Yadayim doesn't exist altogether. And for that, you don't need Yeshiv Mitzapa. So the Gaon suggests this teretz. He just says he doesn't like it because he says that the Gemara in the Avavim Abayz is Mavur that Rav Shimon holds Muchim La'adam Havi Muchim La'klav. Not the Pshat Rav Shimon holds that when it's Muchim La'adam and then it dies, you're anticipating it to die and Mimela, even though it was never Muchan Leklavim, still not considered now. No. Muchan Adam is Muchan Leklavim. That's the Gaon's Kasha. I saw the Chazay Nish. He wants to say this Teretz Lemaskan. He wants to answer the Gaon's Kasha. Chazay Shasim Mem Aleph Eis Dalad. And he says that Muksamach Masissa doesn't need Yeshiv Umitzapa. And he's saying Fakert, that the whole thing by Ner and by Sukkah Ner, it also became a different, saying a little bit different than we were saying, that not a vart of dachi b'yadayim, but by those things it also changed the achana. But a behemoth that was shechted on Shabbos was royally, it had the same achana, it just didn't have an issa Shabbos. The issa Shabbos was the problem, so there you don't need the yeshiv u'mitzapa. But the guy was aiming on this, he just had a kasha that the gemara in davov is mavur, the b'shimon holds that this considered mukhul meklavim, so it wouldn't be an issa of neilut altogether.